minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans? Welcome back to another edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast, the unfortunate off-season edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I am your host, Jacob Morley. You can find me on Twitter at Jacob Morley, and I am joined today, as always, by my co-host, Rant Uglum. Ross Uglum, who pre-production, guys, full disclosure, I want to set this up for Ross really well, but I do want to jump immediately into this because this is something that needs to be addressed. It needs to be talked about. And quite frankly, I think Ross already hit the nail on the head. He talked to me for about 30 seconds pre-production, and I said, dude, let's just record because you're on a roll. Ross, I'm going to set the stage for you, okay? So let's say I'm a fan of 28 other teams in the NFL who went out and drafted someone other than Jordan Love who did not make it as far as the Green Bay Packers. How in the world is that possible, Ross? I believe you called them a committee. What was the name of that committee you would like to address?
Oh, so you just wanted me to go now. You didn't want me to get lathered up at all. You just wanted me to go.
Lather yourself up, baby. Lather it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there is a select group of people, you know, the draft industrial complex, the Mike Florios of the world. There's just a lot of folks that, you know, we're expecting the Packers to do one thing. It's like the group that's been, you know, mocking a wide receiver, an inside linebacker to the Packers for the last 4 years. And that's fine. I mean, there have been plenty of guys that I would have loved to have seen them taken. And this year's, you know, no different. I disagree with the Jordan Love pick. I wrote about it. That's all fine. But, you know, if he is a three-time Pro Bowl quarterback or a one-time All-Pro quarterback and they win a championship, like, none of this matters, right? And unfortunately, everybody just lined up to make fun of this pick whenever Green Bay was eliminated. It didn't matter. Unless they won the title, everybody that thought the pick was stupid in April was going to get their dunks in because, you know, it was an easy layup. They were right. Well, maybe if they would have taken T. Higgins, they would be in the Super Bowl. Maybe if they would have taken Michael Pittman Jr., they'd be in the Super Bowl. Maybe if they would have taken, you know, Robert Hunt and played him on the offensive line, they'd be in the Super Bowl. Yeah, maybe, you know, and that's maybe valid. But what if they take, you know, T. Higgins and they're not in the Super Bowl? What if they take Antoine Winfield Jr. and they're not in the Super Bowl? And they miss on Jordan Love, and Jordan Love goes on to be, you know, Diet Patrick Mahomes, and the Packers go to the Super Bowl twice and win one with him in a 10-year stretch. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it still could. You have no idea. They seem to have a general manager who's got an eye for talent. They have a head coach who's 28-8 in his first 36 NFL games. They have a hell of a program going on right now. And, you know, it's just such a hilarious double standard. It's like, you know, Steelers guy making fun of them. Okay, well, maybe, you know, if the Steelers take Jordan Love instead of whoever the heck they took in the draft, they wouldn't have won the first 10 games of the season and then just died all over themselves and you know, gotten waxed in the first round of the playoffs. Maybe if the Vikings, you know, don't take Justin Jefferson, maybe if they take Jordan Love, they don't go 7-9. Obviously, you know, Justin Jefferson is a phenomenal pick, but it's not like the Vikings had some, you know, awesome level of success. The Niners took Ayuk. Well, they're out of the playoffs. I mean, there's so many teams that didn't make it as far as Green Bay and have catastrophic issues, way bigger issues than the Packers have moving forward. The Saints are basically going to have to fold the team. And people are just dunking on the Jordan Love pick, and we have no idea if he can play. And I don't want to hear
Cesar Ruiz. But Cesar Ruiz is going to look real good for them Saints next year, Ross.
Yeah, because he's going to have to play all five positions on the line because they're going to have to shed $90 million in cap before the season. Like, this Packers team with $180 million cap is going to just have to do the basic things, you know, release Kirksey, release Lowry, release Preston, maybe, you know, redo Crosby's deal a little bit to you know, extend Devontae and move some Rodgers bonus around. And then they're going to be able to make nominal little deals. Like they do not have to completely gut the roster if the cap's 180. If it makes it to 185, all the better. But that was my rant, man. It's just, you know, maybe if the Ravens don't take Patrick Queen, you know, they're better on defense and they don't get beat earlier in the playoffs than the Packers did. Like, why is a top four team getting dunked on because they did the exact same thing that got them a Super Bowl and the greatest quarterback of all time on the roster last time?
Because, Ross, I'm a history teacher, and we study history because we don't want it to repeat itself at times, or we do want it to repeat itself because it's good. And that's exactly what's happening here, and that's not to say Jordan Love is the next Aaron Rodgers. That is not to say that, but you do not hit a home run if you don't swing the damn bat, you know? And so, like, I think you hit the nail on the head today, too. Like, so, like, well, what if Jordan Love sucks? Then they missed on a quarterback like everyone does. But you have to take quarterbacks. And you know what? I really like Jordan Love. Jordan Love was a dude that I fell in love with pre-draft. Did it make sense to me that they really picked him, the timing and all of that? No, not really. But like you have said, and everyone has said, if he is good, it does not matter when they took him. It doesn't matter because he is going to be a dude. And you look at the way this team is built, and you look at there are 28 other teams that would have loved to be in the position the Packers were in this year. And the thing is that kills me about people is they had to wait. People were sitting on these takes for weeks and months and an entire season and two rounds of the playoffs to the NFC Championship game. Packers lose, rapid fire your takes off that you've had for the last 3 months about Jordan Love because they have not been able to be sent because Aaron Rodgers has been that good, because this team has been that good, because the wide receiver position was good enough to have the number one scoring offense in the NFL. That is no small task. And I'll tell you what, if Jordan Love had any iota to do with Aaron Rodgers' season this year, and Aaron Rodgers will never, ever admit it. He will never admit that this motivated him. But if it did, even a little bit, that pick at 26 was 100% worth it. Even if Jordan Love never plays a snap for this Green Bay Packers team. If this got Aaron Rodgers to take a look at himself in the mirror and kind of go through his own mortality as an NFL quarterback and as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and it got him to whatever, go back and look at his hitch or his drop or whatever he said he found in the offseason. If Jordan Love motivated him to do that, take him again next year.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it doesn't matter. If that is the level of play you got from Aaron Rodgers because of Jordan Love, then that is a slam dunk pick, and the man did not even suit up this year. So people, and the last thing before we move on to Ross is the Packers have been great for 25, 30 years. They've had Hall of Fame quarterback play. They have upset a lot of fan bases because they've been so good for so long. A lot of fan bases are going to sit back and say, we are so jealous of Packers fans because they've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back to back. And any semblance of this team, you know, a chink in the armor, this or that, it's windy at the top, man. And people are going to fan the flame and people are going to try to knock you off that pedestal. And I think that's exactly what you see when you read those articles. Or you look at honestly smart people in the NFL trying to basically rip this team apart and trying to create stories where there aren't stories. And it comes down to this, and I just hope everybody grabs a jacket because it's going to be a long winter and it's going to be a long offseason, because this story, it's not going to go away. I don't know what else these guys can do, but it's still not going to go away. When we have people reporting on words like, well, the way he said think was weird. Shut up. Like, Aaron Rodgers, if he – the bottom line, Ross, is, and this is what I'll end it on. if Aaron Rodgers plays the same way he did this last year for the next 5 years, Jordan Love will never take a snap in Green Bay. He just won't.
And so Jordan, can I go off of that, please?
Yes, yes.
So, okay, so here's what the Packers got for Matt Hasselbeck. Matt was, I don't know, fifth round pick. Do you have any idea? I don't know. I know he wasn't a first round pick.
Sixth round pick.
Okay. So they develop him and he sees some preseason time. This is what the Packers got from the Seahawks for Matt Hasselbeck. They moved up from 17 to 10 in the first round and they got a 3. So I don't know what the draft equivalent of from 17 to 10 is, but I know it's significant. I know it takes a lot to move up that many spots. The Packers also developed Aaron Brooks and sent him to New Orleans, had a nice little career there. They sent a backup tight end to the Saints. The Saints sent a backup linebacker to the Packers and a 3. The Patriots got a high 2. I believe it was the 51st overall pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. Jordan Love is still an asset that possesses value, even if it's not as the future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. If he goes out there and absolutely lights it up, you don't think that there's a GM dumb enough to part with another one or a GM from a bad team, which, hey, guess what? Quarterback or teams that don't have quarterbacks are bad. If you can say, okay, whatever, we got Aaron Rodgers to return to MVP form. We know what the direction of our team is now. This really is Aaron Rodgers' team. I know we've been saying that, but now it's true because he's this effing good again. Okay, well, this year we're picking at 30, and let's just say next year they lose in the NFC Championship again, because that's the lot that apparently Packers fans have to live in. They pick at 30 next year, and the team, you know, that picks 34th doesn't have a QB. Let's say the Giants are bad again and they're done with the Daniel Jones thing, but they really like one of the top prospects next year at defensive end or at offensive tackle or whatever, because Andrew Thomas isn't working out and they don't want to go quarterback. So they're picking second. They go left tackle. They go pass rusher, whatever. And at 34, they go, tell you what, we'll give you 34 for Jordan Love. That's fine. I mean, I know it's not 26, especially when you moved up for 26, but you're still getting a ton of value out of that selection, and it elevated Aaron Rodgers' play to a level of MV frickin' P. They were not, frankly, and yeah, maybe, sure. I mean, you go back and look at this year's draft. Like I mentioned, Robert Hunt maybe could have been the selection. Maybe they could have taken Ezra Cleveland and given me a brain aneurysm. Maybe they could have taken Josh Jones, who I don't even know how good he was for the Cardinals. I just didn't watch a ton of Cardinals. But there wasn't a ton of guys that they were going to take that were going to be able to block Shaq Harrison and JPP, and that was the real problem. There wasn't a ton of guys that they could have taken there outside of maybe Antoine Winfield and just played a 3 safety look. Well, they could have taken Jalen Johnson, but I think that would have driven everybody insane. That was going to rep ahead of Josh Jackson and Kevin King and save them from all that madness either. They weren't going to be able to draft a defensive coordinator that wasn't Mike Pettine and wasn't going to, you know, put them in position to fail again in the NFC Championship game. They have something of value in Jordan Love. You and I have heard things that are positive coming, you know, trickling through. It is what it is. Had they known, I think this is a fair question. I think it was maybe our guy Nate Marzion that posed this. If they knew that Aaron Rodgers was going to be the 2020 MVP, and it's fair to question whether or not he was the 2020 MVP because of the Jordan Love pick. I think it was James Jones or one of his other ex-teammates that as soon as they made that pick, like, oh, A-Rod about to be the MVP. He's about to go off. This is A-Rod revenge tour. And he is motivated that way. Just like Michael Jordan was, a lot of the greats need you to piss them off to go to that extra level. And this pissed him off. But go back in time, Magic 8-Ball, you tell Brian Gutekunst, hey, Goody, you guys are in the NFC Championship game again, and Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of the league, then yeah. I mean, I think maybe the pick is probably Chase Claypool just because, or Michael Pittman Jr. It's probably not T. Higgins just because he's not a great athlete and that's not what they would have done. But maybe it is Antoine Winfield Jr. Maybe it is Chase Claypool. Maybe it is Jalen Johnson. You know, maybe it is Gross Matos or a number of guys. It's probably not Jordan Love. but that's what they've got. He still has value. And we are so many years away from evaluating this pick. You know, maybe it would have just been better if the Packers, you know, would have gone this massive regression so many idiots predicted for them. And if they would have done what the 05 Packers did with Brett Favre and been awful the year that they drafted Rodgers. Instead, Rodgers didn't do what Favre did. He won in a big way.
And look, I'm looking at the draft right now, and I've done this 1,000 times. Like I said, they were the number one scoring offense in the NFL. The offense was not the problem this year at all, ever. Even against the Bucs, the offense was good enough to win if they just would have executed. And so I think you'd say, okay, so if there was a wide receiver they could take that really could have helped them this year, it'd be Claypool. But Claypool was not – I mean, that would have been a wild pick, man, if they would have picked Claypool at the end of the first. You know, I just don't think they would have done it. I mean, I'm trying to look, where did he even go? Claypool, he went 49, so that's about 20 picks ahead of where he even went in this draft class. Honestly, the right pick – would be either Winfield Jr. or the cornerback that you just mentioned, Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson.
Those two guys, if you had a crystal ball or a time machine and said, hey, go back. If you want to win the NFC Championship game, these guys are probably going to give you the best shot. And Antoine Winfield Jr. didn't even play in the NFC Championship game. Yeah. You know, he was there.
Yeah.
And the other thing before we can move on from this is, it's kind of to circle back to Jordan Love being a trade asset. One thing that really sticks out to me that I remember about this draft class is the fact that so I cover the Chiefs as well, especially during draft season, and their GM, Brett Veach, talked about moving around in this draft and wanting to move back. They eventually drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Once the Packers traded up and took Jordan Love, Brett Veach is on record saying the phone lines went dead. Nobody wanted to move up anymore. Teams were jockeying to get up to take Jordan Love at the end of the first. Someone was going to take him. The Packers did it. Now, say he balls out in the preseason this next year. You don't think one of those GMs that's already thinking, if I would have just given up a little bit more, we could have gotten this Jordan Love kid who we really liked. Now, if he comes out in the preseason and looks like how we expect him to look. The things that we've heard, Ross, I'm optimistic he will come out next year and have a very nice preseason, especially being showcased by Matt LaFleur, who is fantastic at making his quarterbacks look good.
How many layup throws? I just against the twos, man. Like when
I think he's gonna be lights out.
When Jordan Love is out there with like DeGuara and Jace trying to get rocking and rolling, and they're repping with like, you know, who's wide receiver 3 and 4, like Lazard or MVS, whichever one isn't, you know what I'm saying? And they're trying to get EQ going, and EQ's in his fourth year in the league, taking on some fourth round pick at corner. Like, hey, I fearless prediction here, guys, with MLF. And by the way, it is, and I'm grabbing onto my microphone here to emphasize, it is tremendously important to the Green Bay Packers that Jordan Love is viewed as an asset across the National Football League. Tremendously important to the Green Bay Packers. So they're going to scheme up some stuff. And I think Green Bay also, by the way, I think they're fantastically deep on the offensive line. I think, you know, the ability to have John Runyon Jr. And Yosh Nijman and Stepaniak and Jake Hansen and probably whoever they take in one of the first two picks this year, like they're going to have a nice second unit offensive line as it is relative to other teams. Like the preseason is going to be must see TV this year with Jordan Love. And it is going to be incredibly Goody said it. He said, we're excited to compete for championships with Aaron Rodgers and get Jordan Love preseason reps. They need to show the league that this kid can play, and they're going to do it.
Yeah, and some chump GM who's going to say, if I would have just parted ways with that extra sixth, I could have had him. They're going to watch Jordan Love in the preseason and fall in love with him all over again and say, this is my second chance to get this kid that we really liked, and he's going out here and doing stuff that we thought he could do, and wow, he looks more developed after a year in this system. second chances don't come around very often in the NFL, right? So even if it's a deal where like a Hasselbeck type deal where this Packers team who's consistently picking in the late 20s, if they can deal him to someone picking 11, 12, moving up for Jordan Love, just swapping first, getting back up into a range to make now a real difference maker, even if it's 2 years down the road, that's a chance at a difference maker that they wouldn't have had. And so do things have to happen for this to unfold the way the Packers want it to? Absolutely. Absolutely it does. We haven't seen Jordan Love throw a ball in the NFL. So all this stuff we're talking about could absolutely blow up in our face. That is not lost on me. But in this league, you have to take risks at the quarterback position. Okay? And if you don't, you don't have a quarterback. And you find yourself, like, look at the New England Patriots right now. How the mighty have fallen. Holy cow. They are in no man's land right
now. With the greatest head coach of all time, who also happens to be the best defensive coordinator in the history of football. Like, he can't even scheme up a good enough defense. And granted, half that roster opted out for COVID. That they were in a rough spot from the beginning. I don't know, man. And hey, I mean, here's the thing. I think there was some talk of like Aaron Rodgers for Randy Moss in a second round pick or like some such stuff. Like, think about that, folks. I mean, that's we're in that area too. You got to remember, like, imagine what, and maybe they win the 07 title and whatever. We just don't care. Like, they win the 07 title because Favre has Moss, Brady doesn't, and having Moss allows Favre to overcome his Favre-ness and not throw a backbreaking playoff interception. But then you have to watch Aaron Rodgers, you know, lead the Raiders all over the AFC West for the next 10 years, knowing that, you know, Brian Brohm sucks or what, you know, whatever else was going on. And maybe they get fortunate enough and then they draft Pat Mahomes or they draft Deshaun Watson or they draft, I don't know, you know, some of the guys 3 or 4 years before that, after a couple of bad years, you know, maybe they get in on the Philip Rowe, I suppose. Philip. Anyway, I'm getting it kind of too far down the rabbit hole there, but that's a possibility, guys. And you need to be, you know, understanding of that is, yeah, after 2 years, they could trade Jordan Love and Jordan Love could go on to be a 5-time All-Pro. It absolutely could happen. And you know what? That could happen. They could get 2 seconds or a first round pick. That player could be awesome. And just by a bounce of the ball or a penalty that hasn't been called all day, sound familiar? The Packers might not win a title. Guys, there's 32 freaking teams in this league. It is really, really hard to be the one standing at the end.
Yep. That was I'm fired up now, man. And
I told you the heat was coming tonight. You're like, I'll just chop up some stuff, whatever. I'm like, no, wait for me. I have the heat and I must drop it.
Yes. And the thing is too, like, what kills me the most, and this is really my last thought on Jordan, and I'm sure I'll have more thoughts. Our buddy Andy Herman, I think, said today, Jordan Love has only been a Packer for 10 months and I'm already exhausted. But pre-draft, by a lot of these people dogging this pick, pre-draft, Jordan Love was kind of the darling to go to a team like New Orleans, who if he lands in the right system, watch out. Well, guess what? He's in a great system in Green Bay. He's in maybe the best system for him in Green Bay. And even if he doesn't play for the Packers, it's good for him because he needs it. If he goes on to play somewhere else and is fantastic, it's going to be attributed to Matt LaFleur and what he's been able to do with him behind Aaron Rodgers. So, Ross, we had time today for it, man. We had time today for it. But some of the silly takes about Jordan Love that I've seen, and I think the silliest takes are when you try to then parlay it into this Packers front office doesn't know what they're doing. This Packers front office is ruining the twilight of Aaron Rodgers' career.
They just went from 6-9-1 and then firing the coach the next year to 28-8 and 2 NFC titles. Like, they're doing everything they can. Like I said, the ball bounces the wrong way. You know, the Godwin, that was a dumbass throw by Brady, the long Godwin post. He threw it right at Darnell Savage. Darnell didn't make the play. Darnell makes the play. Maybe the Packers, it's a different game flow. Maybe the Packers win the game. Any idiot calls a better end of game or end of half sequence between LaFleur and Pettine. Maybe the Packers win the game. And we're not talking about this week. Like, it's just hard, man. I mean, you think about 07. What if Favre doesn't throw a pick and they go to the championship? Probably get waxed by New England, frankly. But it's just so hard. And yeah, I think eventually, you know, if they really do commit to Rodgers and he really does play in Green Bay for another 5-6 years, I think they'll go to at least one more. I really do. I think if they get a defensive coordinator with his head on straight, they keep with this core. They've got good young players, Gary, Savage. You know, even if it isn't winning, Amos and you know, Z and Preston are still on the squad. I think they've got these foundational pieces in Clark, who's in his mid-20s. They just extended him. Clark is at a key position. Rashawn is at a key position. Jair, you know, obviously Darnell. Like, these guys are at key spots. They're talented guys. They've got Davante Adams, I think, in a position where, like, he's going to be good till he's 35, man. Like, what he's good at, you don't necessarily lose. They're going to be fine. They're one of these times the ball is going to bounce their way. Or, what if their defense only gave up like 17 points in a championship game? What kind of life would that be like?
That'd be nice. And you look at this team being loaded too, and on the offensive side of the ball, there is a lot of paths for this team. I think this is the fourth time I've said it, for the number one scoring offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Most points per drive in the NFL. There is multiple paths for this offense to be better next year, right? If they stay healthy, if Rodgers stays healthy, if Devontae stays healthy, a healthy Alan Lazard all year long is better than what we saw this year. Core injuries are no joke, and you can tell that slowed him down this year. MVS, I still believe in him. I think he can get better. If he can be the type of guy that he showed in the NFC Championship game, heck, if he can even just be the same guy, the infuriating, frustrating, dropping touchdown passes guy, he's still a damn good player that teams want on their team. And then you look at guys like DeGuara coming back. DeGuara's going to be a player, man. You knew it. You saw it in game one. He's going to be a guy. Jay Sternberger is another guy. That those tight ends, they take time. Look at Robert Tonyan. Took time. And Robert Tonyan had a very similar season to Jace last year where he got hurt, kind of came back, kind of fell out, was kind of an afterthought. Jace is not like low on talent. We've already seen the talent. Just get him involved. Right. And then on top of that, let's say they do take a weapon in the top 100 this year, a guy that they can manufacture touches for. Because honestly, you're not going to get a receiver that's going to come in like Justin Jefferson. It doesn't happen very often. They could, and that would be incredible. But this team is not going anywhere. This team is going to be around. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the NFC for, I mean, the way you look at Tom Brady, the way he's playing right now, he's 6 years older than Aaron Rodgers. Can Aaron Rodgers play that way when he's 43? I don't see why not. Aaron Rodgers has more talent in his pinky finger than Brady does. You know what I mean? So just from a physical talent standpoint, Rodgers can play for a long time. You know, that arm talent is not going to go anywhere. I mean, Favre can probably still sling it. Favre just broke down. But this team, you know, the window is not closing on this team. I know it kind of felt like that at the end of that game. But it's just, it's not true. You know, they're going to regroup. It's going to sting for a long time. And for these players, too. It's going to sting for most of the offseason. But they can come back better next year. Ross, I don't know if I have anything left to say. I was going to talk about the defensive coordinators, but that just seems kind of like a moot point at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know anything. We know, you know, that my guy, Chris Richard, three other guys that weren't on my list, one that does intrigue me. Like I said, I like Chris Harris as an idea. I think he's interesting. I like that he's worked for Gus Bradley on two top 10 DVOA defenses. I like that he has, you know, just worked with Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera, two old heads on a top 3 DVOA defense with no offense on the other side. I mean, that's a really impressive Washington football team, man, that's impressive to be that good defensively when the other team knows you're not going to score on offense. That's a special thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will – I bet this time next week we will know who that's going to be. But until then, you know, until then, I don't know. I don't have a lot of thoughts on some of those young guys, honestly. So I've kind of just been waiting until they pick someone. You know, yeah, but I will –
And I don't know. I mean, and that's what I said on Twitter. Like I'm a guy that I'm not going to try and act, you know, like I know what I'm talking about when I don't. And that's what I said online. I said, I'm not going to pretend to know a ton about these off, you know, these off my list guys. I don't know a ton about them, but here is where Chris Harris has worked. And I like his lineage because he has worked for X people, meaning he has absorbed information from X people. Does that mean that he's going to be good? No. He might. At least he has, you know, he learned how not to do it from Mel Tucker in Chicago. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And I think it is refreshing that, and this doesn't mean they won't just go ahead and promote Mike Smith, promote Jerry Gray. They could still do that. But I do like the fact that they're going out. That'd be tough, though. And yes, it would. And I think they know that. And I think Matt LaFleur, like I've said multiple times this season, he's a guy I trust. I think he's really well connected. He's from that, you know, McVay tree where all those guys get hired left and right. And I think he knows some dudes. And that's kind of the path he's going down. And I'm excited to see who he brings in. And I'm excited to kind of look at what type of players those guys are potentially going to want to play with. That's what's going to be kind of fun this offseason going into the draft and all that stuff. But those are my final thoughts. Ross, do you have anything else you need to get off your chest?
I do not.
All right, guys. So thank you, Rant Uglum, for joining me today on this very Pack-A-Day podcast. Guys, we'll be back in a couple weeks. And like I said, I'm sure we'll have a defensive coordinator by then that we can talk about to no ends all off season. We'll have more draft coverage for you guys coming as well as we get into off season mode, free agency, all that stuff. Anything you need, you can find it right here at the Pack-A-Day podcast. And until next time, go Pack, go.